Good morning and welcome to BVTV. This week I'm joined by Alex Arujo, a listed infrastructure expert and investor at M&G. Alex, thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So if you're just waking up, we've woken up to the great news that Australia have won the first test of the Ashes. Alex, what do you think? Being a Canadian, are you an Aussie fan or an English cricket fan?
Do they play that on ice? Is that how it goes?
Okay, I think we're going to leave that right there. Yeah. We're not going to talk about any rugby scores in this episode either. But Alex, you know, back to listed infrastructure. How has the listed infrastructure market reacted to higher interest rates in the US, the possibility of quantitative easing starting to taper in the ECB? I mean, these securities are really much seen as bond proxies. Mm. Do you think that's fair?
That's a bit of a misperception, I think. And certainly there are elements of listed infrastructure that are bond proxy-like. You'd think of, for example, a no-growth, high-yield utility business, for example. But where we invest is typically in businesses that are showing very good growth trends. And so the dynamic around interest rate movements, for example, is a little more complicated than the simple bond proxy tag that's often given to these types of securities.
Right. And, you know, we've seen a big impact, obviously, of central bank policies in the fixed income world. Mm. Given that investors are really on the hunt for yield, is this something that you've seen within your asset class? You know, is it hard to find good value assets where we sit today?
Well, we've seen, interestingly, a move towards these kinds of businesses because, of course, as interest rate spreads and interest rate levels have compressed and people have moved up the risk curve in, say, corporate bond markets, they've seen listed infrastructure equities specifically as an interesting place to invest with higher yields and, in fact, growing income streams, which is how we think about the sector.
Right. So let me throw a scenario at you. I think the consensus is very much one of a world of low growth, very low inflation, very easy central banks, and potentially marginally higher interest rates. How would the asset class react in a world where we have some sort of spike in inflation? We have OPEC meeting this week on oil. You know, we don't really know what could be the outlook for the oil price, but say you have some spike in inflation, higher wages, interest rates react to that. What would be the impact on listed infrastructure?
Well, it's a complicated question, and it really depends where and why. And I say where in the sense that it depends where on the curve the interest rate shock would tend to take place and why. So when we've looked at the listed infrastructure space and its reaction to interest rate moves in the past, what you tend to find is when policy rates go up, say at the short end of the curve, you do tend to get the typical reaction. They're dividend-paying stocks, capital-intensive businesses with typically higher leverage on balance sheets. But what's very interesting is as interest rates move up further out the curve, you actually tend to get a positive benefit because of that growth element that we talked about. So what really matters for us is actually real interest rates. And so if rates are going up for the right reason and we have growth and we have inflation, for our investable universe, that's actually a good thing.
Right. And are these companies still happy to sort of lever up to fund infrastructure projects going forward? Or are they perhaps a little bit more cautious given that they do think that potentially higher interest rates are coming through?
Well, again, it's a case-by-case story. And because these are listed businesses looking at specific projects, they would gauge them on their own merits typically. And what you would find is that because you're building or expanding long-life sustainable assets, you would tend to get the long-life cash flow streams that come with it. So making the investment decision ends up coming into thinking about that long-term income stream, the implied interest rate or return that's embedded in that project.
Right. So I'm going to get you on in 12 months' time. Mm. I'm going to ask you, might even replay this clip right now. So I want to know what's your outlook in the next 12 months for the asset class?
Oh, I think it'll continue to do that steady, typical, consistent performance. We might see buying opportunities if we do get interest rate scares. And referring back to my earlier comment, when you do see that, they tend to provide buying opportunities because it's typically growth and inflation that are driving interest rates higher. And when the market panics around short-term interest rate increases, typically gives us a fantastic buying opportunity. So it's a slow, steady, consistent type of an asset class. We sometimes call it, for bond investors, equities for beginners, because you have those similar characteristics to the fixed income market.
Right, equities for beginners. You're on the right show for that. So thanks very much, Alex, for coming on.
Thanks, Anthony.
In terms of the week ahead, it's quite a busy week looking at the US, where we'll have an update on US GDP numbers. We'll also have a couple of Fed speakers, including Yellen and Powell, giving testimonies to various parliamentary committees and Congress. And we'll also have, as I mentioned, the OPEC meeting later in the week in Austria. And with that, Alex and I would like to thank you very much for tuning in and have a great week.